The fight for the future is now. This is the War Room. Lawyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So there's a big story in California dealing with voter fraud, and you're not hearing about it. And I'm sure you can guess why. Shakir Khan arraigned for election fraud charges as his status with Lodi City Council is unclear. Now, here's what's wild about this. The Lodi City Council has pretty much erased him from their records. But he's claimed that he has not resigned from his duties. So there's a little bit of a conflict there. He has been arrested for his voter fraud. However, he has since been released. The judge in this case did raise concerns over previous allegations, but ultimately granted Khan's release on zero bail. Khan faces multiple felony charges that stem from the 2020 election. He is accused of stashing 41 ballots at his home. Investigators also say he registered 23 people to vote at his home and that his email and phone number were used to register 47 other voters. Body camera footage showed voters telling detectives how Khan allegedly pressured them to vote for him and how he allegedly falsified voter registration documents. So he's a Democrat. He's a leftist progressive liberal. So you won't hear much about this. And it seems like he's even getting protected, or he was taught on how to do this to protect himself. But the local sheriff's office has had a press conference on this and revealed some pretty serious voter fraud issues in this investigation. And so here are some of the clips from that press conference.
So now that we've kind of educated ourselves a little bit about the voting process and things and taking a look at the voter rolls, we did notice some issues in the voting process. To no fault of the registered voter herself or her team, but just the way the voting system is structured. We see quite a few flaws. You're able to register even if and cast a vote if you don't live in the country, as evident of his brother in Pakistan. And I think we have some evidence of two or three other people out of the country that voted. Is that correct?
Yeah, approximately two or three other people out of the country, as well as people residing outside of the district.
Okay. The online voter registration system, it seems to be an honor system. Anybody can put information in there to register and vote.
An honor system with Democrats? They'll never
cheat. You're not lying. And then you'll get an email from the Secretary of State or something in the mail saying, thank you for registering to vote. And there you are. Once you're on the voter rolls, anytime an election comes around, guess what? You get mailed a ballot, right? You get mailed something to vote. So we found that a little bit problematic. And then there's... So some of the anomalies that citizen that called the meeting with us pointed out, they noticed that there were about 93 people that were registered to vote or on the voter rolls. Whether they cast a ballot or not, we're not going to get into that. Just the fact that they were on the voter rolls with the birth date of 1850. There were 232 people registered to vote with an address to our local prisons. There
Democrats.
Were 4,144 people that were 90 years old and older.
Democrats voting.
There were
dead
125 people,
Democrat. People
registered to vote or on the voter rolls that were registered to, or their address comes back to nonprofit NGOs and different businesses.
All leftist groups.
There were 300 people, approximately 300 people with no first name, just the last name.
Hmm.
There were about 110 people that were possible double voters, basically the same name, date of birth, address, but two different voter ID numbers. People were registered to vote at various shelters and all that. And we even found one person on the voter rolls by the name of Jesus Christ, which we found kind of interesting. Again, none of this proves that there's wrongdoing or anything like that, but that does indicate to us that we kind of need to take a closer look at what our voting system is looking like out there. And working closely with the Register of Voter.
I'd say so.
These issues with
now, this is in California, so maybe now you have an idea about how people like Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein stay in power, even though nobody likes them. Now, imagine if you did that investigation in every county in California or America. You'd find the exact same stuff, always favoring the Democrats.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Situation where nobody is responsible for what they did, but we are all responsible for what somebody else did. To quote the great Thomas Sowell, and he was one of the all-time greats, he is one of the all-time greats when it comes to destroying the leftist liberal ideology. Not many out there better than Thomas Sowell, but he nails it with that one, and that's where we're at. Nobody's supposed to be responsible for their own actions, but everybody's supposed to be held accountable for the actions of somebody else. And this is the entire mindset that you have to have in order to dominate somebody with your liberal ideology. Convince them that they are responsible for something they never did, and so therefore you need to hold them to justice because you have the moral high ground. Now, speaking on the voter fraud issue that we covered, Donald Trump changes tune on mail-in voting and ballot collection. After years of assailing early voting, Donald Trump is having a change of heart. And this is what it's going to have to be, sadly. Democrats want to cheat, and they're not going to change that. So I guess you're going to have to cheat right there with them for a chance. Trump remains critical of various forms of early voting, advisors say, but his campaign is nonetheless mounting an effort to pursue such votes after Democrats excelled at doing so in recent elections. His team is studying state laws governing absentee and mail-in voting, as well as ballot collection, called ballot harvesting by critics, in which third parties gather and turn in votes, people familiar with the effort said. You want to stop ballot harvesting? You want to stop early voting? Have Republicans start doing it, and it'll be over overnight. Democrats will call for that to end overnight if Republicans start engaging in ballot harvesting and massive early voting pushes. If they start doing exactly what the Democrats have done, the Democrats will all of a sudden call for it to be banned. You watch. Do not doubt me on this. Do not doubt me on this. When this story gets legs and Trump really starts promoting this and it starts to take some action, some fruition, you watch. Democrats will call it cheating, and they'll demand ballot harvesting get shut down. Do not doubt me on this. We'll be paying attention, of course. Some other political news here. To increase equity, school districts eliminate honors classes because there are too many Asians and not enough minorities. I guess the Asians don't count as minorities in that regard. So they eliminated them because, as they quote here in the Wall Street Journal article, the classes were eliminated because they didn't enroll enough Black and Latino students. So that's equity, don't you see? Even though it's open for everybody, whoever gets the best grades or who's ever working the hardest in school, you get into the honors classes. Doesn't matter what color your skin is. But liberals only look at skin color, and they don't see the skin color they like, so they're shutting it down. They're shutting it down. Bringing racism to a school near you. You know, first it was the Democrats like Bull Connor and others that stood in between schoolhouse doors with whips to stop Black people from going in. Those were Democrats. Look it up. the Democrat Party proudly tried to stop black people from going to schools. Just ask Joe Biden. He said he didn't want to see a racial jungle. Mm-hmm. How quickly the left likes to forget their own history. But this is what they're doing to our schools, not just at higher education levels and colleges and high schools, but listen to this story of what has happened at a middle school. You want to see the racism of the left? You want to see what the race baiting of the left has done to our children? Listen to this abhorrent story in clip 15.
Parents at a Springfield elementary school are upset tonight. That's after police say a number of black students forced several white students to state Black Lives Matter against their will. Gwyneth Falloon is following the story for us tonight. She is live in Springfield now. And Gwen, what have you learned about this?
Megan, according to a Springfield police report, an officer was called here to Kenwood Elementary School Monday morning about an incident that took place on Friday afternoon during recess. The report states a group of black students forced several white students, they gathered several white students and forced them to say Black Lives Matter. Allegedly, some students were chased, thrown to the ground, or even punched in the face.
Now, why would that be going on? How could they have possibly have gotten that idea? That's what the left is doing to our education system. And so that's why Thomas Massie is so brilliant, as he has introduced a bill to terminate the Department of Education. There is no constitutional authority for this federal bureaucracy to exist. H.R. 899 to terminate the Department of Education. Thomas Massie. Keep up the great work, Thomas. He's also now, he has a draft, the Food Freedom Amendment. Congress shall make no law abridging the rights of individuals to grow and prepare food, nor shall Congress limit the exchange of food between parties who mutually agree to accept liability. Now, similar bills have been introduced in Virginia and got shot down by Democrats. And so let's see how this goes. Now, why should you have to have a bill that says you're allowed to engage in food freedom? You want to grow food, you want to trade food, you want to eat food, a food freedom amendment. Why would we need that? Because the left wants to control your food. Bill Gates and the corporate interest want to control your food, because ultimately, food is the ultimate currency. Food is the ultimate energy. And if you can't independently source your own food, then you're a slave. And that's what this is about, making you a slave. Thomas Massie doesn't want you to be a slave. He wants you to be able to grow and eat your own food, and the government wants to make that illegal. Thomas Massie wants to keep you free. Food is the ultimate currency, folks. That's why Bill Gates wants to control it, so that they can ration it and make you a slave. And man-made climate change is just the myth to get you to buy into it. Eric Swalwell here, he loves abortion. And they have this big lie about pregnancy, as if you don't have a choice. And of course, leaving out the situation of rape is illegal in this country. It is illegal to rape a woman. That is a crime. So if you have sex and get pregnant, you made that choice, as long as it's not rape. But here's what's frustrating: when Eric Swalwell is pointed out to him that pregnancy is a choice, he says for the raped. Now, this is over an abortion debate. But here's the thing. The bill was introduced that abortion would exist in cases of rape and incest, or if it would affect the mother's life. But that's not technically an abortion, but I'm not going to get into semantics here. The bill was introduced to Democrats to allow abortions for women that have been raped, and they turned it down. So whenever you hear them acting like, oh, it's just about protecting women that have been raped, that's a lie. They had the opportunity to pass that bill to protect women that were raped, that they can have an abortion, and the Democrats denied it. So anytime you hear them bringing up the issue of rape, just remind them that they had that bill, they could have signed it and protect abortion for women that got raped, and they passed. They passed. You know, this is a funny one. This woman claims to be Ron DeSantis' worst nightmare in Florida, But it's funny, that's in her title. Rebecca Jones says she is Ron DeSantis' worst nightmare. Really? Because here's your thread from this weekend. I'm leaving Florida, and if you have kids, you should too. Yeah, you sound like Ron DeSantis' worst nightmare. You're leaving. You're leaving. That's how big of a nightmare you are to him. You're gone. You're leaving the state. But you're in the minority because most people are actually flocking and fleeing Democrat states to Florida, so I'm sure they're not going to miss you. Missouri Republicans vote to allow children to carry guns. And you can imagine how angry the left is because they like easy victims. They like women that are easy victims for them to rape. If you don't have a gun, they can get you nice and disarmed. They'll rape you. And I guess the same with children now, too. I mean, a child would be easier to rape, too, if he doesn't have a gun. And so the left is against this. They want to be able to go indoctrinate your kids, groom them, put on a clown outfit and grope them and not feel threatened.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just happened.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
If you go to OnlineHealthNow.com, connect with trusted and unbiased doctors at the Wellness Company.
And I tell you, I'm honored to be the chief scientific officer of the company. I contribute with, like so many else do there, so many wonderful doctors. Far and away, the most popular product is Dr. Vandewater's detoxification supplement that features nattokinase. It's a natural proteolytic enzyme. This one is the only enzyme that we're aware of right now that dissolves the spike protein. This is very important. The spike protein is loaded in the body with the COVID-19 infection and definitely with the vaccines. People are low with the spike protein. They don't feel well. This is a potential solution. Hydroxychloroquine comes from a natural substance. So does ivermectin and now nattokinase. Isn't it interesting? Natural substances, in a sense, combating this man-made disaster, SARS-CoV-2 and the vaccines.
OnlineHealthNow.com, thank you for your support, and thank you for getting into that because it's important. You didn't come here to do that, but I made you do it.
This is Karen. We have brainwashed Karen using PSYOPs. Karen wears her mask and does as she's told. Karen is up to date on all of her mRNA gene therapy injections. Karen's offspring wears a mask too. He would be ripe with adrenochrome. Karen has the Ukraine flag in her profile. She has no idea what a neo-Nazi is. She calls Putin Hitler. We actually can't believe you fell for this again. We look forward to patenting more humans like Karen. Be like Karen, and you will be happy. Partnering with the World Genocide Forum, this is the Tyrannical List.
It's okay, honey. Okay. Oh, you're almost done. You're almost done. You're almost done. One more. Almost done.
little man.
You did good.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Twitter post from this morning has gone massively viral and stirred up a debate to the point of it being a top trend today. She says, we need a national divorce. We need to separate by red states and blue states and shrink the federal government. Everyone I talk to says this. From the sick and disgusting woke culture issue shoved down our throats to the Democrats' traitorous America Last policies, we are done. Now, I've explained why this will never happen before, because the left, the Democrats, would never agree to it. Their entire motivation, their entire drive is to tell you what to do. They need you. They need subjects. You can't just throw your arms up and walk away from leftist policies. That's the point. They're authoritarians. They're totalitarians. They're tyrants. So sure, you could get a leftist to agree, we can't see eye to eye on anything. We have completely different worldviews, completely different visions for how civilization needs to operate. Yep, we agree. All right, well, let's just peacefully and amicably split and see how things go. No, 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 no. You're racist. You're killing the planet. You're causing climate change. We need to control you. We need to subjugate you. So it'll never happen because it can't happen. The left doesn't exist without finding other people to tell what to do. That's their entire purpose. That's the entire purpose of the modern day American left, is to subjugate you and tell you what to do. So if you split from them, they don't like that. It's like an abusive husband whose wife files for divorce. Well, it's like, why would he not want to divorce her? He doesn't like her. He beats her. It's not good. He likes beating her. Probably also votes Democrat. Now, I'm not going to get into that here. However, I am going to be live tonight on Owen Schroyer Live, and I will be covering this and taking calls on this issue. That's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. at rumble.com/Owen or at Owen Schroyer Live on Twitter. I don't want to get more into that. The other issue I'm going to take calls and talk about tonight on, I'll play this video that's going viral. Gay couples adopting children and treating them like designer handbags, like this in clip 16.
So this is how we chose our beautiful egg donor. So we wanted her to have lovely big eyes. I wanted her to have really thick hair because I've had 2 hair transplants. I wanted her to have a really wide, nice smile and just look like a kind person.
Yeah, and we wanted her to be creative because we love the arts.
Yeah.
So how it works is you join up with an egg donor agency and you literally go through thousands of us for students.
That's what I did. I went through thousands, thousands, thousands. I shortlisted them, sent them to Francis and let him decide.
And then I had 3 or 4 in front of me, and then we had a few Zoom calls with the ones that we liked, and then
first egg donor let us down, fuming.
So
second egg donor let us down,
fuming.
And then by the third, we literally found her, and I was like, oh,
she's incredible. And when we got on the Zoom call, we were like, be calm, play it down, don't be too keen. And luckily, she said yes, and this is the result. Yeah.
He's looking at his hand.
You know, this is not really an issue that I've thought about before and or even expressed an opinion on, but I don't think gay couples should adopt babies. And it's really for multiple reasons, but we can have this debate and maybe we should, but I'm going to stand on this right now. Gay couples should not adopt babies, should not be allowed. For a multitude of reasons. If you can't make a baby, it's one thing for a man and a woman who can make a baby, but if a man has a medical problem or a woman has a medical problem and there's lots of babies that need adopted, and I even understand the potential argument to say, hey, there's all these babies that need adopted. Why not put them in a loving household? If it's a gay couple, loving household. Folks, you got to mitigate risk in this situation. And I because I'm hearing the counter arguments in my head already. Well, what about the risks in foster home? What about the risk? You know, there's risks everywhere. But if you don't see the dangers in a situation like this, remember, we just had the one gay couple that was adopting children and pimping them out and raping them. The media covered that story up. Why? Because, folks, if we had this debate, it would not go the way they want it to. How was that story of a gay couple adopting children and pimping them out and raping them? Did you even hear about that? Do you remember that? Barely a blip on the radar. It'll make you sick reading the details of that story. They didn't want that out there because that might reflect badly on other gay couples, and that might stop people from wanting to allow gay couples to adopt a child. Really? You don't say. You don't say a gay couple adopting a kid to pimp him out and rape him would stop people from thinking we should allow that? Man, oh man. So I'm going to open up the phone lines tonight on Owen Schroyer Live, and I'm going to take calls on Marjorie Taylor Greene's tweet about a national divorce, and I'm going to take calls on this issue: should gay couples be allowed to adopt babies? And I have no problem saying this. I've got plenty of gay friends. I have nothing against gay people. I don't even need to give you those prerequisites. But I'm going to just tell you, gay couples should not be allowed to adopt children. And we should probably stop that from happening right now. There need to be more protections here. When you have gay men pretending a kid is like a designer handbag, and you have gay men adopting kids to pimp them out and rape them, yeah, I think shut it down. Shut it down. I mean, shut it down. Shut it down now. But I'm going to take calls on that later. Rumble.com/Owen at Owen Schroyer Live on Twitter. Now, getting back to this issue real quick, and I'm done with the war stuff. Here's UK Prime Minister. They're basically admitting now that this is world war with Russia. They've pretty much committed to it now, folks. This is dangerous stuff. Here's the UK Prime Minister, another clown show act, saying it's time for us to launch a global war. Here it is, clip 13.
Together, we're delivering as much equipment in the next few months as in the whole of 2022. And together, we must help Ukraine to shield its cities from Russian bombs and Iranian drones. And that's why the United Kingdom will be the first country to provide Ukraine with longer-range weapons. And it's why we're working with our allies to give Ukraine the most advanced air defense systems and build the air force they need to defend their nation.
Now, folks, this is just a declaration of war against Russia is all it is. Don't take it any other way. Forget about everything he said. Forget about everything the media is going to say, Kamala Harris is going to say. They are readying, they are priming the pumps, they are priming the pumps to just announce a war against Russia. That's what this is. So Ukraine, a vassal state, a corrupt state, run by a fascist, a tyrannical dictator, Vladimir Zelensky, with a bunch of holdout Nazi groups, literally, and this is what we're going to have the fate of the world hinging on? This is what we're going to have the fate of the world hinging on? Ukraine, I feel bad for the Ukrainian people because you're about to experience what Iraq experienced 20 years ago. Except this is going to be worse, folks, because the world has had enough of the Western military-industrial complex and people like Joe Biden.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, Believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life, Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Consequences for this type of online harassment and speech.
Oh, that's that. I must say, those are very real consequences.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Twitter files were not just about Hunter Biden's laptop. Twitter worked overtime to suppress accurate COVID information. Apparently, the views of a Stanford doctor are disinformation to you people. I, along with many Americans, have long-term effects from COVID. Not only was I a long hauler, but I have effects from the vaccine. It wasn't the first shot, but it was the second shot that I now developed asthma that has never gone away since I had the second shot. I have tremors in my left hand, and I have the occasional heart pain that no doctor can explain, and I've had a battery of tests. I have great regrets about getting the shot because of the health issues that I now have that I don't think are ever going to go away. Where did you go to medical school?
I did not go to medical school.
I'm sorry.
I did not go to medical school.
That's what I thought. Why do you think you or anyone else at Twitter have the medical expertise to censor a doctor's expert opinion?
Our policies regarding COVID were designed to protect individuals. We were seeing...
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors, Stanford-educated doctors, doctors that are educated in the best places in the world, and you silenced those voices. You're not a doctor, right, Ms. Gatti?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What makes you think you or anyone else at Twitter have the medical expertise to censor actual, accurate CDC data?
I'm not familiar with these particular situations.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not. It's not just about the laptop. This is about medical advice that expert doctors were trying to give Americans because social media companies like Twitter were silencing their voices. Did the U.S. government ever contact you or anyone at Twitter to pressure Twitter to moderate or censor certain tweets? Yes or no?
We have a program.
Did the U.S. government ever contact you or anyone at Twitter to censor or moderate certain tweets? Yes or no?
We receive legal demands to remove content from the platform from the U.S. government and governments all around the world.
Thank God for Matt Taibbi. Thank God for Elon Musk for allowing to show us in the world that Twitter was basically a subsidiary of the FBI.
If you try anything to raise the cost of producing jobs, I will veto it.
This is order from CCP and Xi Jinping. Do not go to InfoWarsStore.com. Do not fun ban that video. Shut up, Americans, and die. Do not visit InfoWarsStore.com. Do not.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
You know, it's funny, all the Democrats responding to Marjorie Taylor Greene's tweet today saying she called for secession. If any one of them can show where she says secession, I will sacrifice that point. But she never said secession. She said national divorce. So it could be blue seats, state seceding, red state seceding. She never said secession. She's talking about the obvious conflict between the left and the right and the wide crevasse that now exists between us politically. How do you even move forward? We don't even see the same world. We don't even live the same lives. We're not even the same people anymore, sadly. So no, it's not a secession. It's a divorce is what she said. But now they're calling her treasonous and, you know, calling for her to be hung and everything. So that's how that works, I guess. Bernie Sanders confronted by CBS hosts for charging $95 for tickets to an anti-capitalism book tour. Folks, this is too good. This is hilarious. Here's Bernie Sanders explaining away his own capitalistic desires. He's a millionaire now. And he's using Ticketmaster that he's campaigned against to charge for tickets. But good for the CBS host calling him out on it. Margaret Brennan, here's the clip.
But I have to ask you, you're going on tour to promote this book, It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism. And you're here talking about it. I understand we're not the bad guys you're describing in the book when it comes to the media. But tickets for your tour apparently are selling for $95 on Ticketmaster, which is accused of anti-competitive behavior. You know that. Some of your Democrats are criticizing them. Aren't you benefiting yourself from this system that you're trying to dismantle?
First of all, those decisions are made totally by the publisher and the bookseller. I think there's one case where in one place here in Washington, politics and pros and independent books are charging some tickets. Most of them, I think, are $40, $50, and you get a book as well. So if you want to come, you're going to have to pay $40. I'll throw in the book for free. And we're doing a number of free events, but I don't make a nickel out of these things at all.
But you're okay doing business with Ticketmaster?
No, not particularly, but that's, again, I have nothing to do with that. That is, if you wrote a book, it'd probably be the same problem.
Guys, he has nothing to do with it. It's just his book, his name on the book, his book tour with his name on it. But he has nothing to do with it.
I have nothing to do with this. I have nothing. It's literally just my book, my tour with my name. I'm doing an interview promoting it here, but I have nothing to do with it. Literally, I don't even know what this is. I don't even know what I'm doing here, actually.
Wow. And Bernie Sanders voters will buy it. Literally. That's just amazing stuff, isn't it? Now, I did a special on this last night. And that's why I haven't commented too much about it today. The situation in East Palestine, Ohio, other than Barack O'Biden going to Ukraine to foment war on President's Day instead of going to Ohio to do something about that, or at least give the people there some hope. But some new stuff is emerging on this now. After 17 years of inactivity, just 2 weeks before the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, the CDC edited the toxicology profile for vinyl chloride from 100 ppm to 100,000 ppm, massively increasing the lethal exposure level and removing info about how the chemical affects children. How convenient! How convenient that this story continues to look worse and worse the more we learn. And with all the coincidences surrounding it now, not looking good. Not looking good. We've got some vaccine news, and it's not good either. Now, this is unbelievable, folks. Bill Gates is literally buying the rights to own your body. Biden administration negotiates deal to give World Health Organization authority over U.S. pandemic policies. Guys, let's just do something here. Let's just do a little exercise here live on air. Who funds the World Health Organization? Go ahead and get me some information. I'm ignorant. Nobody knows. Let's learn together. Who funds the World Health Organization that Joe Biden has now given medical authority to? And you already got a little taste of this during the fake COVID pandemic. The shutdowns, the masks, the vaccines, all WHO policies that we had no control over because the WHO took over. They had been given precedent over you and your body and our country. Okay, Biden administration giving the World Health Organization authority over U.S. pandemic policies. Who funds the World Health Organization? So in other words, who's really going to be controlling? Who's really going to be controlling your medical fate? Oh, look at that. The United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland funding it the most. But actually, I believe there's a private donor to the World Health Organization named Bill Gates. Guys, search Bill Gates funding WHO and let's see what comes up here. But do you really want, even if it's the UK, do you really want the UK deciding what happens to us? Do you really want that? Oh, Gates Foundation donations to World Health Organization nearly match those from the U.S. government. So you basically have Bill Gates and foreign countries that will dictate your medical future. And you know they're going to release another virus, another pandemic. They're already buzzing a hemorrhagic fever. I think it's called hemorrhagic. It's basically when you bleed, you get a sickness, you bleed out of your nose, your eyes, your mouth, so it'll look really bad. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are the number two funders, the number two fundraiser and donors to the World Health Organization. So Bill Gates, the guy who says we need to get the population down, is going to be in control of your health. Does that sound pretty good? Elijah Brown Garcia, 12-year-old, dies playing football. Another young athlete dies suddenly. This is from Steve Kirsch, from a military doctor. Stem cell procedure I performed this week for stem cell harvesting shocked me. Triple vaxxed patient formed white fibrous blood clots in real time while I was extracting. I have photos, first one I've ever seen. He added how he was blown away. Treating two Chinook pilots this week, both positive myocarditis with Ewell's multifunctional cardiogram. Now, you may recall, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, I told you that we're about to see mass mental illness from the vaccine. And now the science and the data is starting to come out on this, folks. Yes, the vaccines are causing mental disorders. And it's basically vax retardation. And you're going to experience a lot of this now in your life with seemingly inexplicable human behavior. It's probably from some form of vax retardation. And now you have a situation in Los Angeles. Remember, we played the video of a woman riding in her car, crashing every car in the parking lot. That just happened in Austin at a Gold's Gym in Austin. Some guy got in their car and smashed every car in the parking lot. And so you're about to see craziness, folks. You're about to see absolute crazy behavior. And I think your vax retardation, sadly, is going to be the next thing. It's really sad. New Zealand records biggest increase in registered deaths in 100 years, more so than even during the pandemic. Wonder what that could be from. Jonathan Toews asked for patience, famous hockey player, as he struggles with long COVID and CIRS symptoms. And it's basically a chronic immune response syndrome. They're claiming is from COVID. I don't know. You believe that? I've got some
good news, ladies and gentlemen. After over 2 years of being sold out, yo, Rom, I got that video that you wanted me to do the report on. Do you want a 5 or a 10 minute video? Rob, do you want a 5 or a 10 minute video report? What is going on? What the? Oh my gosh.
Let's talk to Jordan in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to alert everybody that I found clinical data that proves one thing coming from the shots. And this is that everybody who received an active dose of the COVID injection received some sort of form of encephalitis through the shot.
That's right. Well, what causes mad cow? They're giving you a prion protein infection.
Yes, and so everybody taking this has had effect on their mental capacity. So I got into this because my wife took the Moderna vaccine and I saw strange neurological effects immediately. And she even admitted that it caused hallucinations, weird things happening, auditory hallucinations, weird stuff. And when we talk about all the mind control stuff and all the various things that we've talked about, people miss the fact that there has been clinical data of articles on this, clinical research done by keen physicians who aren't
part of the system in Japan and in parts of the Middle East, and residents who didn't know not to report this in American hospitals, that encephalitis was one of the key things that was a side effect of this.
By the way, I was just telling the crew to pull this up, because I haven't searched this in months, and I should have been focused more on it. You got my commitment to. What do you search? Encephalopathy, encephalitis, connected to vaccine? What do people search right now?
Encephalitis, COVID-19 vaccine. That's the best way to do it.
Encephalitis, COVID-19 vaccine. Okay, go.
You'll see dozens of articles, clinical research, all over the place, and various medical journals, okay? This is what I used to do when I worked the pharmaceutical industry, is find stuff like this, right? So this hasn't been scrubbed as effectively because everything's been about the myocarditis and all the rest. But you have to realize that there's a subtle neurological damage that's occurred to everybody who's taken this. And when we have these questions about why aren't people waking up and what's wrong with everybody and things get more bizarre, I personally think my theory based upon my research is that this has something to do with it. So there is a neurological damage that occurred to everybody who took an active dose of this thing. So those people have some sort of form or had a form of encephalitis, the long-term neurological effects, which are not being studied. And of course, at the end of every one of these articles, it says specifically, oh, this is a rare side effect. But when you go ahead and count all these articles that your people can find or anybody can find by searching the internet, you start to see that it actually then takes it off the curve trend that they're specifying in these articles. And there's not been any long-term studies done because of the state of emergency and all the rest of it. And so all I'm saying is that these people have been neurologically affected. And I think most of the people that took this have some sort of form of, you know, at least starting a what's called semantic dementia, which means that they may appear very normal, but there's subtle hints that you may get that these people aren't thinking correctly. At first, everybody's talking about the brain fog, right? And the failure to come to words, that's one of the direct symptoms on the NHA site, NIH site of encephalitis.
And let's be clear, the virus and the disease does it as well, but nothing compared to the injections. Powerful call, Jordan. Thank you from New Jersey. And we're not getting what humans always thought was key, the bone broth. 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 What in the world? But now with the milk, I was like, whoa, this has milk in it. It tastes like good. Man, this tastes so good. Tastes like the best milkshake ever.
Best milkshake ever.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
For the economy. More bad news for the economy here. You have Black Lives Matter activists who make their money getting hired by leftist institutions to give speeches, and Black History Month, their biggest month of the year, and they're not getting hired, folks. A couple of BLM activists and influencers are complaining here. One, Maddie B. I'm normally booked 15 plus times in Black History Month. This year, I'm booked only once. Jody Ann Burry says, zero times for me. Last year, I had over 30 events on the calendar, contract signed, deposits deposited. This year, nothing. Ugh, man, even the Black Lives Matter activists with their guaranteed money from leftist billionaire donors, even the well is drying up on them. Must be a bad Biden economy. Must be tough. After donor's name removed from building by woke university, Descendant demands $3.6 billion. It's one way to fight back. The University of Richmond announced back in September that they would be removing the name of T.C. Williams from their law school. In an email, the university community, they said that they recently located government records showing that T.C. Williams owned slaves. So if that's the standard, then Kamala Harris needs to be removed from the White House because we know her family owned slaves. And what about the Bidens? What about the Bidens? Now, I've talked about this before, but it's funny how they just brag about it. There's a group of about two dozen paid for Democrat propagandists that operate on Twitter. Now, you don't follow any of them, but they always show up on your news feed because that's how the leftists and the Democrats at Twitter built the algorithms so that they bring in their propagandists to the White House. And here they are pictured, shared by Brooklyn Dad Defiant. He's one of their paid propagandists. They get invited to the White House. They go over the propaganda that they're going to put out, and then they get paid to do it. And Twitter, with the algorithm and the Democrats there, make sure that you are forced to see all their propaganda. And so when I saw this from leftist propagandist Shannon Watts, I couldn't help but laugh. She says, every time I see Elon's tweets at the top of my feed because he changed the algorithm to satiate himself, I think about how bad he must be in bed. So Shannon Watts thinking about Elon Musk in bed. But again, what about the fact that that's all you guys have? All the left has is the algorithms boosting their accounts. All the left has is the bots boosting their accounts. So you better be careful there. You better be careful there before you cut off your own nose to spite your face. A couple other stories on the war front here. Israeli missile strikes building in central Damascus, 5 dead. Deadliest Israeli attack on Damascus in years, right after the country is still reeling from an earthquake. That's just evil from Israel there. Another one, too. Another 6.4 magnitude earthquake hits Turkey. Buildings collapse. So Israel still bombing Syria. The U.S. still stealing oil from Syria. And even after they're reeling from an earthquake, the war on Syria never stops. Really pathetic. Now, this is an incredible story. I got a couple experts excerpts I want to read from it here from the Washington Examiner. This is how the woke topia is trying to conquer the world. Biden takes the culture war to Hungary. Washington Examiner. Why is the Biden administration funding agitation against Hungary, a NATO ally with a pro-American population? Well, there's your answer right there, pro-American. But it's got nothing to do with national security. Hungary may sit strategically at the crossroads of Europe, but what irritates the liberals in the White House is that its government stands up for Western values, something that they don't. They hate Western values. That is unforgivable to the West Wing and the State Department, as it is to the large leftist fundraisers at places such as Arabella Advisors and the Tides Foundation, the progressive think tank apparatus, the NGOs, and the activists organizing network, the glob that seems to drive so much policy these days. And so what are they doing in Hungary? Same thing they do here. Why U.S. aid is spending U.S. taxpayer money in Hungary, let alone on Hungarian media outlets, there it is, should boggle the mind. As someone who grants interviews to Hungarian media, both there and remotely from the U.S., I can attest to the fact that there are both pro and anti-government media in Hungary. It's not clear what U.S. aid's local partners in Hungary will be, or if, as is often the case, U.S. aid will be teaming up with George Soros's mini networks. Conservative Hungarians expect pro-Viktor Orban media outlets not to see a penny, and the anti-Orban press to get all the money. So a coup is now on in Hungary. The White House is now facilitating media propaganda in an effort to drive Orban from power. And so this is what the Soros money does. This is what the left wing does. They take billions of dollars, they fund media, which is nothing but propaganda, and then they use it to get rid of political leaders they don't like Donald Trump or Jair Bolsonaro. But the propaganda apparatus has been successful in removing Trump, successful in removing Bolsonaro. They are unsuccessful in removing Putin, which is why they're going to have to go to war to get him out. And now they're going to run a media propaganda stunt with your taxpayer dollars to get Orban out of power in Hungary. Wow. I don't know how I feel about this. Kevin McCarthy gives Tucker Carlson access to trove of January 6th videos. I'm going to have to wait and see how this goes. I don't like this. McCarthy said he would release it to the public, and he's not done that. Now, maybe he's given it all to Tucker Carlson. Maybe it's going through the Fox executives, like maybe Paul Ryan. So I don't like this. I got to tell you, face value, this is a loss. This is a swing and a miss from Kevin McCarthy. He lied. He did not give the videos to the public. He gave it to Fox News. And now it's going to be curated before it gets to the public. No, Kevin, bad move here. This is strike one for me on Kevin McCarthy. And I've been very lenient with him. But this is strike one. Should have been released to the public, not given to the executives at Fox News. Now, this is funny. Leftist complaining about the new Michigan GOP chair, Christina Caramo. Now, you tell me how this sounds. This is from liberal Mehdi Hassan. He's complaining here. The woman who believed that demonic possession can be transferred from person to person via sexual activity is now in charge of the Republican Party in the country's 10th biggest state. Tells you everything you need to know about the GOP in 2023. What an embarrassment. Well, if she's angry at you and she understands how you guys are run by demons and do all types of demon transfers to any audience you can get, I think I like her. I think I like Christina Caramo. Good pick there. Really like that. Jim Carrey is ready to sue Vincent Briatore for saying he went to Jeffrey Epstein's island. Vincent shared the flight logs that had Jim Carrey's name on it, and now he's threatened to sue. And his reason is because Facebook said he could. Aaron Rodgers weighs in on effort to distract from Epstein file release. And he went on the popular radio show with Pat McAfee and discussed how it's a distraction from the Epstein files. So good for Aaron Rodgers. And Jim Carrey doesn't want you to share that flight log with his name on it, or he'll sue you, apparently. Now, one other thing I'll get to tonight. Again, I'll be back at 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. Rumble.com/Owen, at Owen Schroer Live on Twitter. Covering some other things I didn't cover and talking about what happened in Austin over the weekend. And what's interesting about the situation in Austin is in 10 years, folks, Austin has gone from mostly a safe, liberal, but safe city. And you could go out at night and you didn't see the craziness, the crime, the poverty, the homelessness, the drug addicts. Folks, Austin is now L.A. East. And what you saw here over the weekend is just an indicator of how quickly now, when Democrats get into your city and take over, it goes to hell. It's no longer a safe city. I'll be covering that later. But that does it for the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We are listener supported. And we cannot thank you enough for your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of sales live right now. 25% off all InfoWars MD supplements. 25% off all InfoWars MD supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Such popular things like the Nitric Boost, the Nitric Oxide supplement, very popular, flying off the shelves, 25% off. Or the Mushroom Max. I'm max maxing. And so part of that's going to be with Mushroom Max, also 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. That does it for the InfoWars War Room. We'll see you in 2 hours on Owen Schroer Live. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Corrine in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Honored to be talking with you, Alex. I've been listening since 2016, and I am a financial supporter ever since.
Thank you.
I'd like to promote your nitric oxide product. I actually market a competitor for 20 years. I've done over $30 million in that product, so I know a little bit about nitric oxide. It is, according to the Nobel Prize in Medicine, 1998, it is the key signaling molecule to the entire cardiovascular system, and it is used by every single cell in the human body. And the reason that we can't generate as much as we get older is because the lining of the arteries, the endothelial lining, gets damaged, and that's where it gets generated. So when you're taking nitric oxide, all the other products that your listeners are taking work better, because it's like putting a pump in a fish tank. Everything circulates. It regulates the whole arteries and the arterial system. So I would have every one of your listeners add that product, and all the other products are going to work better, and they're going to protect those ACE receptors.
Absolutely. But it's Nitric Boost from InfoWars MD, the new product line. This is a clone that the company authorizes to do it, private label by us, of one of the top-selling Nitric Boost products in the country, already tested, already loved, already five-star reviewed. We're now able to private label it. Hope everybody gets Nitric Boost, available at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD line of products, and then it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. Everybody should get Nitric Boost today.
You're watching The American Journal with Harrison Smith. The Alex Jones Show. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.